Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome, everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. We are your hosts, David and Jessica. Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you follow Super Humanistic on everything, TikTok, Instagram, and socials. Make sure you follow the YouTube channel and hit subscribe on this podcast so you never miss another episode. Last week, we talked about fiber supplements. So if you want to learn more about whether you should be taking fiber supplements, some alternative options, and also recommendations related to speaking to your doctor, go back and listen to last week's episode. This week, we're going to be talking about healthy ways and natural ways to boost your immune system. So it's very important to have a strong immune system, especially this time of year, as there's a lot of sickness going around. So we're going to roll through some different foods you can eat. We'll also talk about other activities that you can do to boost your immune system, and also signs that you do have a weakened immune system. So I think you're going to kick it off.
So first of all, everything that we are going to talk about today, we've also talked about in previous episodes of just being healthy in general. It's good to practice these things as well. So the first thing is, of course, eating well. We talk about having a balanced diet and that your diet really is anything that you're eating or putting into your body. And that, like, we don't necessarily follow a particular diet. If we were to say we did, I think it would be more so the Mediterranean diet majority of the time. But again, dieting really is any foods that you're putting into your body. So to boost your immune system, you want to, of course, eat well, and you want to get a variety of fruits and veggies. Particularly foods that are rich in vitamin C. We know vitamin C is really good for your immune system, keeps you healthy. So you want to aim to eat more citrus fruits, berries, and bell peppers. So those colorful foods. And then also choosing foods that are rich in the vitamin D. So vitamin D foods would be like your fatty fish, mushrooms, and egg yolks. And then foods that are rich in beta carotene. So beta carotene foods would be like your carrots, your sweet potatoes, spinach, some more of those vegetables. And then of course, adding in some probiotics. So the yogurts that you might eat, and different drinks that have probiotics in them as well. I think of like kombucha, those fermented foods. Another thing you want to make sure that you're doing is exercising regularly. So a lot of these things, again, we've mentioned before, it is more so that preventative care to make sure that your body is maintaining a high immunity to all of these different things that are going around right now. With it being spring, of course, there's going to be more allergies as well, so your immune system will naturally feel depleted, but adding these in and doing more of these will help it to get that boost. So exercising, in particular, if you do start to feel like you're weak, still try to exercise, and you want to try to do exercises that also reduce stress. So yoga, Tai Chi, mindful breathing, things like that. And I know my husband will talk a little more about like that vitamin D that we get not only from the foods that we're eating, but also in nature and things like that. So managing stress is another thing you want to aim to do to boost your immunity. You want to practice that meditation or journaling, and good hygiene in general. I think a lot of times we miss the importance of our actual hygiene. So like actually washing our hands after you use the restroom and making sure that even if it's not like you use a restroom, but you know, like you're out at the supermarket or you're just out at the gym a lot or being around a lot of people, you want to, when you get home right away, wash your hands after work, go and wash your hands. I have sanitizer like all over the place at my work because I'm like, everyone is getting sick. So I'm just going to make sure I'm washing my hands and sanitizing.
Also, make sure you wash your hands for at least 25 seconds. You got to get a good scrubbing action and lather there because that's what kills the germs.
Yes, there you go. And warm water. Not only your like physical hygiene of like your hands and just overall hygiene, but like your mouth or oral hygiene as well. So after eating, and make sure you like brush your tongue, brush your teeth at least twice a day. Sometimes if we do it three times a day, I don't know about all of you, but if I'm like, there's a dentist appointment coming up, I'm brushing my teeth right before I go to the dentist. No idea why. I think a lot of people do that, even though they clean your teeth when you go, but good to practice that good oral hygiene.
Make sure you floss. That's and the most flossing, important.
Yes. And brushing your tongue. Get enough sleep. So we underestimate the power of getting enough sleep. Honestly, sleep can change your mood overall and gives you that boost in your mood. So it makes sense that it's also going to give you that boost with your immunity. And then maintain all of what we have just covered in all of our episodes, maintaining that good health. You want to stay at a healthy weight, avoid smoking, avoid drinking too much alcohol, and then, of course, staying hydrated. So water, right? Drink lots of water. Some signs that you have a weakened immune system, or I don't know if you wanted to go into some of the things you have to boost your immunity first.
Sure. So you had to carry on with that. It's very important to get sunshine. I've seen this in multiple studies and multiple stories related to health. A lot of people swear by going outside for at least 10 to 15 minutes per day to soak up that sun and really get that vitamin D. That can be difficult for us, for those of us who live in maybe the northern part of the United States, northeastern, different parts of the world where you have a good long winter like we do here in the Chicago area. So sometimes we don't see the sun for 2 or 3 months from December until February. So for us, you might want to look into a supplement and for vitamin D, which can really be important for that immune system. You also touched on the fresh air and Mother Nature. I know we like to go for a hike in one of our forest preserves in our area. It's nice to go and spend a good 30 to 45 minutes out there just hiking. It helps boost your mood, reduce stress, which is going to in turn help boost your immune system. So yeah, take a walk in the park, go take a hike somewhere, or even just hang out in your backyard. And that can really go a long way to boost your immune system. Also, herbal teas, green tea, echinacea, elderberry tea is another one. So these teas are rich in antioxidants and have immune boosting properties. So I like to have about 1 to 2 cups of green tea per day. It's also a nice little caffeine boost. So it's a great way to stay healthy.
Yeah. All right. So then signs that your immune system may actually be weakened would be you are experiencing frequent infections of your lungs, ears, and skin. So I mean, sickness after sickness, that could mean your immune system is actually lowered. So getting in those extra doses of everything we've spoken about will help to boost that again, your immune system again. If you have wounds or you end up getting hurt, you have poor wound healing, easily bruised or get cut, so you will bleed easily. Feeling tired frequently is also another sign that your immune system needs a boost. And then if you are experiencing multiple days of bloating, constipation, diarrhea, those sort of things, your immune system needs that boost as well. So that is what I have for you today.
All right, that's what we had for you today. And there you have it, some healthy and natural ways to boost your immune system. It's important to incorporate these tips into your daily routine. It can make a really big difference in your health and strength. So next time you feel that sniffle coming on or that scratch in your throat, guys, it's very important to implement these steps to keep your immune system strong. And if you found this episode helpful, make sure that you subscribe, tell your friends and family about it, and leave us a rating and review. Together, we can all stay healthy and be more superhumanistic. We'll see you next time.
Bye.